Let's get right back to our interview about the 4th Street Festival in Bloomington, Indiana, with committee member artists Rebecca Lowry, Don Adams, and Chris Bush. Thank you guys so much for talking about the festival. Now, do you want to hang out a little bit longer and talk a little bit about your own arts journey and just kind of do that same kind of round robin thing we were doing? Do you have time? Are you interested?
Sure.
All right. Let's reverse the order this time. Chris, you get to go. You get to be on the spot and go first. So I usually ask about the arts journey because for me, art is therapy. It is a journey. Every single thing I've ever created started with this little germ of something, some inspiration, and the journey to completion is a journey in and of itself. And every time I do that, I feel like my larger arts journey grows a little bit and takes a different twist and turn. I'm always interested to hear about other artists' arts journey. And so tell us a little bit about yours, where you're from, where'd you grow up? I know you live in Bloomington now, but you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I was born in Illinois, but I moved to Carmel, Indiana when I was quite young, and I went to high school there. And I had a fantastic ceramics teacher. I was able
lucky
to take,
you.
yeah, really lucky. I was able to take the ceramics class every year that I was in school, and then the last year, just being an assistant in the class because there weren't any more classes. Yeah, so that was really what started me into clay. And then when I came here to IU to go to school, I thought, oh, that's not practical. So I studied sociology, which was really practical.
I was going to say, now wait a minute. as a degreed anthropologist, I can tell you that's not practical either. Yeah.
Yes, agreed. But luckily, I picked up some electives in arts when I was at IU. I took a drawing class, which was really hard, but I now know that you can learn to draw. And I took some ceramics classes, and then I was able to continue taking some ceramics classes after I graduated. So I would say probably at that point, I thought, I really like this. Mm-hmm. I think I can make a life out of working in clay. And so I went on to work at a community art center that was on campus, and I taught ceramics there, and I ran the studio. And then started my own ceramics business. And from there, I got so busy just making and selling work, I didn't have time to do the studio anymore. And
wow.
Yeah. And so now fast forward all these years later, and I'm living the dream.
I was going to say, living the dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Out in the country and forest area. I share my studio with my husband, who is a astrophotographer, and so.
Oh my gosh, we got to get him on the podcast sometime. That's
right?
Fascinating. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So we have a pretty good life, you know. We make our art. We go around and sell it at shows. We if we don't want to work, we don't have to. You know, you don't make money.
You don't get to go to all those nice restaurants, but you know.
Well, yeah, hey, but, yeah. it's a pretty good life. And I'll tell you, during the last year, I really did take an entire year out of my studio.
Did you really? Yeah. I saw that in the email you sent, I was like, wow, how did that feel to just take a year from away from your studio? Just not
it
do it.
It rejuvenated me, to tell you the
really?
Truth.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it started off that I broke my finger in the spring, and so I had to take some time off then, last spring, mm-hmm. And then when I was recovered, I was just, like, out of the mode of working. So
you had to retrain those work muscles, you know.
I feel it, really, I'm still in that mode mm-hmm. of retraining those work muscles. It's a journey.
Yeah, that is a journey, yeah.
But yeah, I feel revived in my clay life. I kind of felt like I was just slugging along, mm-hmm. manufacturing and not putting much creative intent into it for a while. You know, it was mm-hmm. just all business and
churning it out, churning it out, filling orders, filling orders, filling orders. Yeah,
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now I kind of feel like I don't have to go back there, even mm-hmm. though I have to make a living. Mm-hmm. I can make whatever I want. And mm-hmm. A buyer will come along for it. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So really, I feel like that's the big takeaway from the year off is I don't have to be a factory. I can just make whatever I want.
You can be an artist, not a factory. Yep. I like that. I like that a lot. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And please do send some images of maybe some of your newer pieces and maybe some of the ones that are the factory ones, you know, just so people can see the range of what you have. Yeah.
Well, I won't be giving them up because people do collect work.
Yeah.
You know, I do a lot of dinnerware and mugs and things like that. And so people are always adding on. I'll still have my
own. Oh, yeah. Of course, you have to. That's bread and butter, right? But it's nice to retap into that and that creativity that got you where you are in the first place, you know. So,
right. Yeah.
Stay tuned for the rest of our interview about the 4th Street Festival in Bloomington, Indiana, with featured artists Dawn Adams, Rebecca Lowry, and Chris Bush.